Last week, I pointed out the purpose and benefits of attending church services. I said that church services are what is called worship, which is distinct from private prayer, and that you need to have a good measure of both. Private prayer is when you pray to God by yourself. You can use prayers for specific times and occasions that have been composed for this by saints of our church. You can pray extemporaneously using your own words. Another time I can talk about those kinds of prayer. Today's points are about what is called noetic prayer, prayer of the heart, or simply the prayer. It is what St. Paul was talking about when he wrote, "Pray without ceasing." I am referring to the practice of reciting a short, single-phrased prayer over and over again. This spiritual tradition has come down to us as the so-called Jesus Prayer. Reciting the prayer repeatedly, unceasingly, contributes to your spiritual health and salvation. It contributes to the unbroken memory of God, which is a sign of good health and the beginning of illumination. Some theologians understand the gift of tongues, which St. Paul wrote about, as actually being this unceasing prayer of the heart. Our church's saints and theologians talk about noetic prayer in very technical terms. It's kind of like the explanations our physicians give us about our body's illnesses and their cure. For our purposes today, the point is this: recite the Jesus Prayer, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me," over and over again, audibly and mentally, everywhere and at all times. Pray when you're sleeping. Pray when you're awake. Pray whether you are bad or good. Just pray, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me." You can recite it mentally even during church. It does not interfere. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me." There are various forms of the Jesus Prayer, some shorter, some longer. Pick one and stick with it. The standard form is, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Kyrie Iesu Christe, Ie tu Theou, eleison me." This prayer fulfills the commandment to love God with all one's mind. This prayer is what our Savior said was to go into your room and pray in secret and to pray in his name. This is what St. Paul meant when he taught to pray without ceasing. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me." Let's stand now and pray.